And back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland, here's your host, John Boggs.
You know, Jeff, they just said that every time you report the weather on Monday, it goes up a degree.
What, hot air or what?
I don't know, but, you know, at this rate, by 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's going to be 80 on Monday.
It'll be toasty.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you and I may have to take off and go play golf on Monday. What do you think?
Me putt-putt, you regular golf.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, we're back with Steve McClung and Bill Cook from the Lions Club. And we've been talking about 75 years of the Portland Lions Club. I understand the Lions Club collects glasses. How can, and I've got several pair of glasses at home, how can I get them to the Lions Club?
You can give them to any Lion member or bring them out Saturday morning when you come to breakfast and just turn them over there. But any Lion member will accept glasses and take them to our club. We take them to Upland where they do process 2 million sets. And they take the lenses out of them and send them to South America, to Mexico, and they fit kids with them that can't see. People form lines to get to these glasses, and the doctors go down and give their time on a big ship. I call it a ship. They say it's a iBank boat. But the kids come down, and they can fit them with glasses so they can read, and it helps those countries immensely.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Bill, where and when is the breakfast again?
Again, the breakfast is going to be Saturday morning, December 8th, from 7 to probably about 11:30. We mentioned, I don't know if we mentioned, the proceeds going back to Mr. Brewster and the homeless shelter is going to go to, the profits go to the United Way. They have a broad application of monies, and that was our choice this year. The Lions Club has a lot of flexibility in where they put their money, and so we can pick specific projects. It's just a great opportunity for someone who wants to participate.
Sure.
It's by invitation, but certainly give us a call if this would be the kind of thing you're interested in. We just have, there's an ebb and flow to clubs, but
sure.
We have just an awesome group of people. I'd encourage anybody to jump on board.
Okay. Well, Bill and Steve, we really appreciate you being here. We'll keep plugging on the air if people get their fruit orders in this week, and hopefully we'll see you guys on Saturday the 8th for the breakfast.
Appreciate the opportunity. John, have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff, you still there?
I'm still there. You want to give the sponsors real fast for your breakfast club?
Sponsors, Ponderosa Steakhouse and Locker's Touch of Country Gifts. Also, tune in next week for a special edition of the Breakfast Club. We're going to have Pastor Randy McDavis, Janine Poole, and a new guest that's going to be wearing a red outfit. So put your Christmas list together, Jeffrey.